listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3. This is a show called Nuclear Tapes. It's hosted by me, Claude Glass. On this week's episode, we are looking at the music of Alice Coltrane, sort of unpacking her influences, contemporaries, and some of the artists that she's influenced. If you want to see anything on the set list, it's posted on reptiliansnackrecords.com/nuclear tapes and on the Reptilian Snack Records Instagram page. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or suggestions for future episodes, you can definitely reach me over there or at my email, reptiliansnackrecords@gmail.com. So yeah, we're kind of unpacking the music of Alice Coltrane, and as I've kind of alluded to earlier in the show, both John Coltrane and Alice Coltrane had a really deep interest in exploring the commonalities that ran between religions and saw themselves as deeply spiritual individuals. But further down the line, Alice Coltrane became increasingly more devoted to Hinduism and founded her own ashram in 1975, where she served as a spiritual director until her passing in 2007. So a great number of her later works, kind of in the 1980s and 90s, were sort of more in the genre of New Age music, and were kind of incredibly personal experiments with synthesizers and traditional chants, or organ music and traditional chants. And these were incredibly limited run releases, mainly just for her ashram and the kind of people in the surrounding circle. But these releases kind of attracted a cult following and continued to attract even more attention as time went on, leading to a number of reissues and most recently, and notably, a compilation of these tracks that came out in 2017 called The Ecstatic Music of Alice Coltrane. So we're going to start our last set off with a track from that compilation called Om Rama, which I think really gets at the strengths of this incredibly intimate and spiritual period of her music. But after that, we are going to look at just a few more of the modern artists that draw some element of inspiration from Alice Coltrane. We're going to get maybe a little bit more poppy than any other moment in the show and hear a track from Shauna Cleveland, who put out an album called Night of the Worm Moon. We're going to hear a track from that called Invisible When the Sun Leaves. I think Shauna Cleveland's music borrows an element of that kind of densely layered, intricate arrangements from the music of Alice Coltrane. She definitely has an outspoken love for music with cosmic concerns and music with kind of a sci-fi direction, specifically noting the influence of Sun Ra, which is another favorite of our show. So yeah, I think really cool, really interesting to hear that come through in some music that's also fairly approachable. Doesn't always have to be totally out there, but I think this is a wonderful combination of poppy elements and experimental elements, which is, I guess, typically what we look for on Nuclear Tapes. After that, another contemporary artist that I think does that extraordinarily well, Lorraine, who just put out an album with Mexican Summer called Fatigue, which is definitely attracting a lot of praise as one of the best releases of 2021 thus far, which definitely takes a very unconventional, very unexpected approach to combining sounds and textures from really a variety of genres. It's really, really hard to pin down exactly what you would classify Lorraine's music as, and I think that's what makes it great. This is her second record, definitely worth checking out. Then we're going to close our show off with a track by Yaz Ahmed, who is definitely a very high-profile name in contemporary jazz. We're going to be checking out a track from her 2017 release, La Cebetus. We're going to be listening to the ninth track from that, called Bloom, which I think is an incredibly tasteful combination of contemporary jazz with elements that are probably more familiar to minimalism. Yeah, it's just an incredibly fresh sound that I think will age very well. All right, and that's going to do it for our last set of the show. Here's Om Rama by Alice Coltrane. Thanks for tuning in.
Harder, 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 harder.
And that's going to do it for this episode of Nucleotapes. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Claude Glass. On this episode, we looked at the music of Alice Coltrane. If you missed any of it, there's always an archive of episodes posted over on reptiliansnackrecords.com/nucleotapes. And the set list is posted over there as well, as well as on the Reptilian Snack Records Instagram page. Just want to give a quick shout-out to one of the supporters of WRCT, Attic Records. Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs, from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs, with no collection, too big or small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. All right, I'll see you back here next week. We're going to be taking a look at something completely different.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Thank you. Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
Real products are tested for safety. My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
Go for real.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.